For decades, TV has been an escape from our everyday life.
We use reality TV to escape our jobs, children, and most of our responsibilities.
Born out of the pandemic with two friends who became coworkers, I'm Greg.
And I'm Demetria.
Join us to escape reality. Hello.
Welcome back, everyone.
Episode 126. I am still tired from our double episode last week.
I'm just
going to put it out there.
I've been on it's been like a hangover.
Yeah.
I didn't talk for hours after that. I just had to lay here and like absorb what happened.
I exerted every last bit of energy I had on a Thursday night.
Yeah. Like the next thing that dropped about Vanderpump, I had tears like, oh no, this isn't happening again. Like, please tell me. This is not going to all unravel again.
How are you? What's new?
I'm good. Not much new. I didn't go to the movies this week, so I have no movies to report for you guys.
You didn't go see Scream?
I didn't. Well, I wanted to, but I didn't go yet, but I'm going tomorrow. So okay. I think I might go too.
I feel like that's one of the ones you have to see in the theater.
Yes, I absolutely have to. I love it. I want to. And so I will definitely have an update for you guys next week about my movies. My excursion to the movies, I should say.
Do you get snacks?
Oh, yeah. Well, so I will just say this. I'm one of those people that I put some snacks in my purse.
Yeah, duh.
Because, who doesn't? Well, I always feel bad because it's like, you know, they're selling them there and everything. But I'm going to go to Target next door and get Raisinets for $2 and not $6 at the movies.
I know. I feel you.
But I do get popcorn there because you can't beat movie popcorn.
No, I
won't pop my own that. I just won't do. But
I knew somebody who used to drive in, go into the movie theater, buy popcorn, and then leave.
What?
They just wanted movie theater popcorn from Roland.
I mean, it is pretty good, but I don't think I'd go that far.
I mean, it's delicious.
One time I did put a burrito from Taco Bell in my purse.
No.
Because it's right there. So I was like, oh, let me take a burrito.
I brought a bottle of wine one time and I had already corked it. But you know how sometimes air gets caught?
Yes.
And I pulled the cork out. It was like, pop. And I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah, no. Well,
that was at Sex in the City, though. So I think that's okay.
That's
okay. You're allowed to have wine.
Everybody was allowed. I think at that time we had like Cosmos in water bottles in our purse.
Oh, delicious.
Stuff like that. But you know, now at Roland they have beer and wine.
I haven't been there since. I mean,
They have beer and wine now. But my friend I go to the movies with all the time, she brings the mini bottles of like Sutter Home, like those little
pockets. No, not Sutter Home.
So she just puts those in her purse, so she never buys any of that. But yeah, I get popcorn, so I'll be going to do that this weekend after I have my corned beef and cabbage tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. St. Patty's Day.
I know.
Get that pot of gold.
I always celebrate it. You know, it's my best friend Deirdre's favorite day of the year, so.
You know me. I don't drink on amateur holidays.
I know, but
358 days a year.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know. I enjoy corned beef and cabbage.
Yeah.
My mom makes it every year for like the sliver of Irish that we have in our heritage. So, you know, I'll partake in that and then go to watch Scream. But other than that, I just
such a random Friday.
I know. I'm going to eat that and then I'm going to go mix
get real gassy before I get to the movie theaters.
And then add some buttery popcorn in there and see what happens.
Right on top of my corned beef.
Ew. Oh, God. Hey, I'm a glutton for punishment.
You'll be in a coma on Saturday, so see you never.
Good thing I have the weekend to recover.
Right.
Other than that, I've just been watching the regulars. 911 returned, which I was so excited for because Lone Star was killing me. So I started 911. I'm also back on station 19.
Okay. Did you watch this week's Lone Star?
I started it. I have not finished it, but I was like, why does this woman always get herself in mixed up in some situation?
Yeah. But to me, it was like a different focus and different writing. This was not as bizarre as the last episodes have been.
No, it's getting, I mean, I hope to say it's getting better because it's been, I don't know. But I was happy to see that Marjan was there because I thought maybe she was like leaving. And so when
she said in an interview that she was like shocked by the whole thing.
Yeah. So that's why I was kind of like, oh,
from
okay.
The
well, good.
Side, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm hoping it gets better. if it doesn't, that's okay, because I have regular 911 to get me through.
I have and backup 911.
And it's always good. And, yeah. and Station 19 is pretty good right now, too. So that's okay. Yeah. And then I binged. I went down the rabbit hole. I had been putting it off. So everybody knows I don't like to talk about sexual things as much. But I somehow last time, I think it was a year ago, or maybe a little over, fell into the Netflix show Sex Life.
Oh, okay.
And I think that I watched it because everybody was talking about it so much. And Kim Kardashian was like, talking about like, oh, it's so good. You guys got to watch it. And I was like, I don't know. She said that about Bridgerton. And I didn't watch that either. But I watched it. And it was actually really good. So, of course, season two just came out. And I was like, well, I can't really just not like follow up. I have to see, like, I have to kind of see what's going on now. So I ended up binging that all in one day. It's really...
How many seasons is it?
It's like, I don't know, like 7 or 8 episodes at a time. I mean, it wasn't anything, but it was just like start to finish. But it's one of those things where it's like Jake would come home from work and I'd be like, oh my God, I gotta pause this. Because
don't bother me. Like, I'm watching Sex Life.
Right? But it's like super like soft porny. So I'm just like, I don't want my kid to be like, what are you in there watching?
Okay.
But it's so good. And it's even better to know like the couple in that show is actually like a couple.
Oh, yeah. I think I knew this.
Yeah. So she used to be married to the guy that's on. He's always in all these different, he was in Something Borrowed as like that freeloader best friend. I can't think of it, but he has a new show.
And then she started fucking her co-star.
Yeah. So it makes it more interesting. So I want to watch it. And it was actually really good. I could get past like the first season was like super sex, everything, but this one hasn't, but it's more of like a story and you get a feel and like they're going through things and she's getting a divorce. So it's really good. So I binged that and yeah, I didn't really watch anything else new. All my regular shows. What about you?
So I ran out of SVU episodes. So watch out, organized crime. I am here. So I'm like 7 in on organized crime, I want to say, or something.
What are your thoughts?
It's good. It's so good. I just like the crossovers. I don't like, don't force me to watch other shows. I'll get there eventually, but it's just like telling me to watch it is never going to work for anybody in this situation.
Yeah, I feel that way about Station 19 and Grey's.
And I'm also like the tech girl. Like, why are they like glamming her up now?
Have you noticed this? No.
Like, she was kind of mousy and like quiet in the first season. And like now she's like wearing like aggressive makeup. Her hair's always done. Now she's like out in the streets with them. I'm like, okay.
I didn't pay attention, but I should pay attention to that.
Yeah, it's really good though. So I'm watching Organized Crime. I watched the Chris Rock special.
What were your thoughts? I haven't watched it yet.
It is really good. Nothing I can repeat ever in public or anywhere else.
Absolutely not. Neither.
Like, I mean, he goes in on Will and Jada. Like my jaw was on the floor. Like I couldn't believe the stuff he said about Jada.
Feelings about that, but continue.
He had a really bad abortion joke that didn't land. He had a really good OJ Kardashian joke that like I was probably cracking up for like 2 days about. I mean his, you have to like his humor, obviously. He's pretty crass, I'll say. He has a really good like dating older women versus dating younger women, which is like incredible. So I would say there's like really good highs and then there's some like awkward lows. Like the abortion was like, he like talked about like, oh, I need an abortion punch card or something. Like, not much. Yeah. The Will and Jada, I mean, I get it. So it's called selective anger or something, whatever it is, about like how Will Smith like ran the, you know, what he did and all that, and then like his apology tour and like how Chris Rock feels about everything that's been said. Like, this is the first time he's really talking about it,
right? And that's the thing why I have feelings about it.
Yeah,
because I mean, I feel like I feel like we all watched you get assaulted on like a global stage, and then you say nothing. Like, I don't want to speak about it, I don't talk about it, I'm just healing from it. You're not saying anything, you're not addressing it, and then all of a sudden you just make a special and like rip into these people.
Yeah, but he did. It's the very end. It's maybe 7 to 10 minutes.
Okay.
He does not hold back. he goes like, I mean, after like how Will was raised, I mean, he goes for it. So, I mean, and I think I don't fault him in that sense. I think that, like, you know, how he dealt with it, he, you know, his time that he wanted to deal with it. Obviously, he got paid a ton of money by Netflix. But yeah, I mean, it was really good. I mean, I would watch it again easily.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'm definitely planning to watch it. I just, when I started to hear that, I was like, oh, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, he's like, it's not my fault. Your wife's a bitch. Like, he's straight up like, goes.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. But I didn't know. I guess like Jada and Chris had beef in like the 90s.
Oh.
So I guess like he kind of feels like this was a long time. I don't know. It's very interesting.
Okay.
And then I watched Everything Everywhere All at Once.
And that seems like it is exactly what its name
says. Yeah. It's literally everything and it's actually everywhere and it happens all like I don't know if it was like seven different movies into one. We're going to talk about the Oscars, obviously. I think that like the acting is incredible. I don't know. Someone asked me yesterday, they're like, oh, well, would you say like Jamie Lee Curtis was better than Angela Bassett? And I'm like, they're very, I couldn't even compare them in that sense.
Right. No.
Angela Bassett watching like her family die is like, gut, like that scene is gut-wrenching in Wakanda Forever. Yes. I don't think anything, here's why I'm torn, is that I love me some Jamie Lee Curtis, obviously, so chic, the chicest wind chime. But I don't know if anything Jamie did would top that one scene that Angela had. I don't know. I'm torn. Right. But I will say, like, Everything Everywhere All at Once, they all play like three characters. Like there's so many characters that they're all playing and twisting and turning. It's insane. I was extremely high, but I think that they might've been high. I don't know.
Yeah.
One of us was too high for that movie. I don't know if I would give it movie of the year. Like, I don't know if I'll ever watch it again. If that makes, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely, like, I'm interested because it's getting so, I mean, there's so many people, so many accolades, so many awards now. However, like, just what I've seen in the clips and, like, the weird fingers and all stuff, I'm like, I don't know.
Well, and the funny thing is, like, everyone's like, oh, well, like, what's it about? And I was like, I don't know, actually. Like, I could watch it again and probably still not tell you. Yeah, I mean, the acting is above and beyond, for sure. It's not my type of movie, so I'm not sure that I would like award it the best picture. That's all.
Okay. Yes, I agree.
So, but yeah, I mean, I had a movie weekend. I'm going to try to go see Scream. I was thinking maybe tomorrow. I just don't like people. You know this. I hate leaving my house. I'm just such a hermit.
I know.
And like, I like to book my seat and then like, I wait to see if people like sit next to me, then I move my seat. It's a process over here. But I definitely want to see Scream in the theaters. I just don't like, I'm not a big fan of Jenna Ortega.
No, God, don't say that. You know how I feel about Wednesday.
I know. Did you see this article that came out? Like the producers are like, she's a nightmare.
Really?
Yeah. On Wednesday, like she's terrible to work with. She was on SNL this week too. By the way, SNL did a skit. I'll post it, but it's called The Waffle House. Mm-hmm. And you know, like the crazy shit that happens at Waffle House all the time.
Oh yes, all the time.
This skit, you will die. I was like, I don't.
Which is surprising because if I was there to have waffles, I would be really happy and wouldn't do anything crazy.
I'll see if I can find it on SNL's page. I'll post a skit. It's probably the funniest skit I've seen. I almost beat my pants because it's one of those like real life skits. Are like, oh, this actually.
Oh yes, no, I definitely need to see that. I recorded and I haven't watched it yet.
Oh yeah, it's pretty good. Weekend Update was good. It wasn't I was hearing like good things about it. It wasn't my favorite episode so far, but it was good.
Okay.
Yeah. Anything else before we get into our hot topics?
No.
Okay. Let's start with the Oscars, the biggest night in Hollywood, you know, everything happening. We got some fashion. I don't know if Cara Delevingne, like she's obviously my best dressed in that red dress.
She was definitely stunning.
Couple of things we saw on the red carpet, lots of like earthy nudes type, nude in general, because everyone was like half naked for some ungodly reason with sheer everywhere. Sierra.
Oh,
that girl with a feather.
Oh, yeah. I mean, from Euphoria.
Yeah. I mean, Sierra, you're 40. You look bomb. Wear whatever the fuck you want. What do we care?
And your husband's standing right next to you, so it's not a big deal.
Someone was like, he should be wearing the same thing. Let me see what he's wearing.
I mean, I would not complain.
But yeah, I mean, people dragging her for that. I'm like, oh, whatever. And I mean, the outfit changes. Everyone went through like crazy outfit changes. My best dressed were the girl. Did you watch the menu? Did we talk about this?
I did not watch it yet.
Oh, got it. I didn't know the girl from the menu is in The Whale, and she was nominated.
Oh, yes.
And she was in like custom Prada, and that pink dress was like incredible. Yes, Cara Delevingne for me, best dressed purely because like shoes, hair, makeup, dress, color, like she was just on fire. Also, we know about 7 months ago, she was like knocking on death's door.
Yeah, no, she looks phenomenal. Like, I haven't seen a bounce back this quick in a long
time. I don't know who needs credit for this. I don't know who needs a raise, but somebody, she looked ridiculous and clearly like my best dressed.
Yeah, she looked great. I thought Margot Robbie looked really good. I didn't like
Margot's hair. The mousy brown, like swept back. Like, she's so pretty.
I know, she really is.
I just feel like she's never like is fully clicking for me. Like, the dress was cute, but like the hair wasn't cute. I don't know.
Yeah. One that I loved the dress, but hated the hair was Halle Berry.
I hated the flowers and I hated the hair.
See, I hated the hair, but I thought if the hair was slick, that I would have just done so much more for the dress.
I just think the neck piece was too chunky.
Yeah. Well,
I like the waist one. Like, Nicole Kidman kind of, I think, did it really well with the flowers.
She looks very pretty, yes.
Yeah, and like with her hair down, which is like very rare, the sleek hair for her. But like the flowers, Halle, all I saw was that giant neck piece of the rose gold flowers.
Oh, I love rose gold. I just thought it was pretty with the white.
Yeah, I mean, it was very like ethereal. Like, it was very pretty. I just like, it was just a little much on the neck for me.
Yeah.
Oh, Jamie Lee Curtis. Jamie Lee Curtis, here's the thing. She got age appropriate. She got like the glam. Like, the glam this year has been stepped up. It's crazy.
Yes. Angela Bassett, too. I loved the purple.
I hated the bottom.
Really? Oh, I love
that. Like, the bottom that was like wrapped and swept. So here's the thing, though. So I saw it on TV and it looked incredible. And then I saw a couple pictures from like the side and it looked terrible on the bottom. The top was gorgeous. The color was insane. How do you feel about the champagne carpet versus a red carpet?
No, I like the red carpet.
Well, and everybody was so like neutral that it was weird that the carpet was neutral.
You know who I would say probably my very, very favorite dress of the whole night? Well, I shouldn't say because of, but one of the reasons why purely it was because of the color was, why am I blanking on her name? The Little Mermaid.
Oh, Chloe.
Yes.
Chloe Halle, one of them.
Halle.
The seafoam, yeah.
Yes, that beautiful like Tiffany blue with the tulle. I thought that with her skin tone was so pretty. I loved the color of Salma Hayek's dress, like that fiery, like, I don't know if it's orange. I don't know if it's red.
Oh, Janelle Monáe. Monáe.
Yes. She looked so great, too.
Incredible.
Jessica Chastain, too, in the Gucci dress. With the sparkles. That
was custom Gucci.
Yeah. That was
that beautiful. Train, that black train was ridiculous. That whole dress was like stunning.
And I did notice. Yeah. Oh, so no, I was going to say, and I did notice that during the show, she was the only one in there wearing a mask.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, I was like, she had a mask.
I was going to say, it's really odd for someone like more of a ginger complexion to pull off a champagne like that.
Yeah, no.
Like, that color is hard. Yeah.
That I saw her walk out and I was like, oh. And probably not a favorite, but for some reason, I did not love her makeup or hair, but Lady Gaga's dress. I really liked.
Hated the whole thing.
Really? I liked the dress.
So it was on the runway for Fashion Week like 2 days prior. It was something like she just picked that. I hated the performance. I hated the dress. I hated the makeup. I hated the hair. I hated everything.
Oh, well, I did not.
Yeah.
I love her. But I did not like the makeup. I thought the makeup could have been softer to compliment the dress.
And it looks like what my 7-year-old niece does when she thinks she's playing dress up.
Right. But then I thought, well, maybe she did it like that because she knew she was going to wipe all that shit off for her performance.
Yeah. How do you feel about Hugh Grant and the way that he answered? I don't think he was that. Do you think he was rude or do you think that he was?
I think he was just very awkward.
But like, I think
he's always he's just an awkward, like, I don't know, something he just like how he's answering questions in a way that it's like I could see how you could take it that way.
Well, first of all, he's British. So, I think that like I will 100% stand by. I don't think he was being rude to her. I think that he was just like, why am I here situation.
Right. Yes. But it's like if somebody's asking you, like, what are you wearing? Clothes. Like, no, you know the drill. You've been in this business long enough.
But he was like, I don't know. He's like, my tailor. I don't know. Like, he was
but just is, like, are you supposed to know?
Who are you excited to see? He's like, I'm just here. Like, he didn't want to be there, but I don't think that he was being rude to her. I think that he was just kind of like aloof.
Yeah.
But people were like, oh, he owes her an apology. I'm like, I didn't see that. Like,
no, definitely that's what
you
not.
Get with interviews, you know?
Yes.
Oh, so funny. Ozempic was a big topic of the night. And I need to say this, and this is going to be allegedly.
Okay.
Mindy Kaling was so thin.
Oh, that was another one in the white dress. I was like, she looks
Do you know
thin.
That was custom Vera Wang? And
yes.
They made it in black and then she wanted it in white. She wore it in black on stage, but white on the carpet.
She looked fantastic. And that's when I noticed. Like, she also is very slim.
Yeah. Vera Wang she was interviewed and they're like, how was it? She's like, well, I made four dresses for three people. I'm tired. She's like 70 something too. Like,
yes.
She's tired.
Absolutely. But those dresses were phenomenal.
Yeah. Ozempic. I mean, this is.
I mean, I don't want to say that because we don't know.
That's what I said. I'm like, but I mean, if it walks like a duck and it talks like a duck.
I don't know.
Quack, quack.
We can't say that.
How do you feel about Jimmy Kimmel's Babylon joke?
Oh my God.
Not all movies nominated to lose $100 million. Babylon, you made it tonight. Thank you so much.
Yeah. I was like, ooh, okay. I mean, you know, you kind of expect it from him, but I was like, oh, for the people that were in that movie that are here, ouch.
Also crazy, like Tom Cruise, James Cameron, Denzel didn't show, Spike Lee didn't show.
Denzel and Spike were at a basketball game.
I know, I saw that, yeah.
They were busy. They didn't have time.
But, like, yeah, I mean, Brad Pitt, he's in Babylon. Babylon was nominated. It's kind of funny that, like, we didn't really get, like, our big stars.
Yeah, they're busy. They don't want it. Well, Tom Cruise... I was like, he's not nominated. He may come. He may not.
The movie, care. They won Best Sound.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now it's an Oscar-winning film.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that they were nominated that much, I was like, wow, okay. I thought it was a good movie, but I was just like, oh.
We had some Will Smith jokes, pretty funny from Jimmy Kimmel there. I don't know if he's my favorite host, but I think he does like an okay job.
A pretty good. I mean, he's not bad. I like the banter.
He's really good at keeping it moving.
Yes.
He's very good at like, okay, let's speed this up a little bit.
Yeah.
The speeches were incredible. The guy from Everywhere Ever All at Once with like, I was like, oh my God, his wife. I was so, like, oh my God, let me just cry right now. I don't have.
Crying because he was my favorite in the Goonies.
Yeah. Like, and Indiana Jones and like
yes, like as a kid I was like, oh my God, I love him, and then he was just gone, and I always thought he was so funny and quirky, and so to see that I was just like, good for you, like I was so happy for him.
It's so funny. Pauly Shore issued a statement because he's upset that he was the butt of a joke.
I mean, you can't be upset about that, Pauly.
No.
You have to understand.
And finally, as we know, all roads lead to Bravo. Jill Zarin supposedly crashed the Vanity Fair party barefoot.
Oh, God.
She is
wrong with her.
So I don't even know how she gets everywhere. Like, she's in pictures everywhere. She's insane.
Yeah. No, she is.
Anything else on the Oscars?
No, I thought it was good. It, obviously, adding in all the things again was super long. But you know, we made it.
We made it. Jumping into our next topic, Khloe Kardashian wrote a birthday post on Instagram to Tristan Thompson, her baby daddy, and baby daddy from several other women across the country.
Yeah, correct.
But here's my point. How do you feel about this birthday?
I mean, I thought it was very, this is what I love about Chloe. She's going to give you your accolades, happy birthday, but she's also going to remind you of why she feels the way she feels about you.
So she says, happy birthday, Tristan. You are truly the best father, brother, and uncle. Your love, attention, silly dances, hugs, carpool rides, bedtime rituals, and the way you show up for them. All the above means more than you'll ever know to your family of littles. My birthday wish for you is that you continue to crave change, healing, and transformation.
Mm-hmm. Which means continue to get your shit together.
Yeah. Be strong, be kind, be patient, be free. Continue to make your soul and your mommy proud. I mean, I just like, I don't appreciate a shady birthday post.
Oh, I love this. I think that, I think that a couple things. I think that that's Chloe and that's how she does things. But also, I think that it's also her way of letting people know I'm not doing this post because we're back together or like working it out. I'm still pissed off.
Yeah. She's single. She said they're not together.
People have been saying for quite some time, like, he's not going to stop. He's trying to win her back. He's always where she is. She threw a 40th birthday party for Malika and Khadijah. He was there. Like, everything. He's still trying to be present in a part of the circle and in the loop. And surprisingly, like, he's become really close with Kim. So they've been spending a lot of time together also because he's working with her on her like justice reform stuff. And then also with his mom just passing, like the whole family's embracing him as they do with everybody. They collect people and, you know, like
Chris Rock, that's part of like his Kardashian. It's pretty good. You should watch it.
So, you know, I mean, I was just like, oh, I caught that shade, but also, yeah. But what confused me more about that post was that the first picture she showed the baby, the second picture, she covered the baby's face, but it's the same baby. So why?
Because I think like now that it's growing, I guess like she doesn't care. Like seeing it then is not going to be able to recognize it now.
But wouldn't you recognize it if you're walking with your baby? Like, does the baby never leave the house?
No, but that picture was a year old.
No, I get it. But what I'm saying is like, if you go out, you're going to go out with your baby. Like, do you think that the baby's going to be walking down the street alone? Though you're going to be like, I recognize that baby. Like, no.
Well, it's probably like if a nanny takes it like on a walk or I don't know.
Yeah. I just never understand that. Like, you showed the face. Why are you putting
I just want to know the face? Name. Give us the name.
Too. Well, this poor kid has no identity in the world.
Oh, Lord. A mess. Speaking of mess, Juan Dixon has been fired at Coppin State.
Oh, boy.
Here's what's interesting about this is that there's been no investigation, like, criminally currently. There is, I think, like a court date, but nothing's been decided. They just were like, we're done.
I mean, and so that begs the question, are they done because they know what's to come, or are they just done because he's like, yeah, I didn't handle this right? Like, I think I'm curious about that.
Well, and I'm sure also like they would not be in the news. First of all, his record was terrible there. He was like 9-53 or something, or 9, and it was bad.
They were looking for a reason to get rid of you.
Yeah, so he was better than the last guy, apparently, which is great. But I mean, I just find it odd that they were just like, we're done. I think also they wouldn't be, this scandal wouldn't be as big as it was if he wasn't on TV.
No, yeah.
But where's he ain't got a job now. Now she better have that prenup.
Yep. Well, now he has no excuse not to come to the reunion. Because every time he always says he has work, and now you don't.
He ain't got no work now.
Nope, you are free.
What a path that he's on.
I know.
And then wrapping up Hot Topics, we're hearing that we get some Orange County in April, like 17th, I think I heard, somewhere around there, like mid-April. So that's good. That's good. We'll take it. We also hear that Beverly Hills is filming in Vegas with the girls. So everyone's there. And are you ready for this?
Yes.
SLC is filming in Palm Springs right now with Mary.
Oh, thank God.
Mary is on the trip in Palm Springs.
Thank goodness gracious. I'm so happy to hear that.
I heard like they went to like a gay bar or something and Mary sat in the car the whole time. She wouldn't go in. But I don't know why. Like maybe she was tired, but I don't want to like assume that it was gay.
Well, let's hope not.
Anything else on Hot Topics?
Not really. I did watch last night's Watch What Happens Live. And I just want to say that See-Through Skirt, my goodness. She looks fantastic.
I just don't, the short hair isn't doing it for me.
See, I love, and you know, I love a short hair. So
I just feel like she needs like a little body too. I don't know.
I think it changes her. Like when she had that long hair before, I was like, but I just love, it's like, especially when she styles it. I like it. It looks good. But yeah, she, I mean, I enjoyed her being on there. I felt like, you know, obviously they can't tell us anything or give us anything, but I just like the context. I like that she's like, when they're asking like, oh, so like, did you talk to Schwartz about his interview? Did you talk to him about this? And she's like, yeah, I told him like, what? Have you ever heard of No Comment? Like that was a ridiculous interview. So
she goes, he said the word auspicious.
Yeah. But he said he was like half asleep and tired. Yeah. So, I mean, I like her. I'm glad that she came on there. Of course, wish like she could have said more, but it was good.
Yeah. And we'll talk about some more Vanderpump stuff during Vanderpump.
Yes.
We got some Below Deck and finales next week. It sounds like this is going to, Captain's going to retire.
I'm not either.
We got some Jersey and then we got some VPR. We'll recap kind of what's been going on lately. And then we'll talk about the episode, which was insane.
Yes, let's get to it. Let's jump through all this other madness. So
right.
We can get to that.
Okay. So Katie and Ross, I mean, these editors in the split screen, I just... if his so goal weird. Was to have sex with her,
just say that.
No, that's fine. But like, why, you know, bringing the girls over is going to hinder the sex you want to have.
Yes.
Like make stupid choice, like win stupid prizes. What is it? Play stupid games and stupid prizes. Like,
yes.
Bringing those girls over immediately shut her down, which means you're not going to get laid tonight.
Right. But, now but if he was transparent about that from the start, like, I just want to hook up. Then maybe it would have been different.
I don't think that's even the biggest issue. I think that like, he just doesn't know how to play the game.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think that he doesn't really, in my opinion, he just doesn't care because he doesn't see a future with her and he's not interested in pursuing anything. So he's just doing whatever and not caring about it. Yeah. And no, you're not going to get anybody. He's like, well, whatever. I don't see anything past this anyway.
Bye. Oh, he was mad.
Yeah. Big mad.
Well, and then they like made up, which is just bizarre.
I know. They're weird. She's they're weird, so weird too.
How would you feel if they pulled that prank on you by letting you float on the trampoline?
Well, if I was sleeping, I would not care.
He was really far away, though.
He was pretty far away. But
he was farther than I thought he was.
I probably would care more if I wasn't on something that like supported my weight.
Yeah.
Because I could hang here while you're coming back to get me.
Yeah. Angel also loses his voice. Thank God. Good. Everyone's happy.
I'm so glad because it was time for you to be quiet.
Haley immediately starts spilling all the Camille tea to Leanne. And Leanne says, I don't care.
Yeah. Well, okay.
She is just not cute. Every time I look at her face.
I know. And I feel that because then when she showed her the picture, she's like, oh. But it's like, no, just.
Yeah. Camille was way better looking.
Yes.
Do you see when Tony, I don't know what he handed those, the band gets on board and he handed them something. And he goes, be careful. It's 200 calories.
Oh.
Did you hear him say that?
Yes, but I didn't know if it was like a power bar. So I didn't know.
Yeah, he handed them like a protein bar. I don't know what he handed them, but he handed them something. And then he was like, be careful. It's 200 calories. I'm like, Tony. Like,
Tony, that's okay. You could eat 200 calories.
He cracks me up. Did you know Ross was in porn?
I did not know, nor did I want to know. And I hope I never have to see.
What? He was like, oh, my neighbors just asked me. So I did. I'm like, you what? Huh? Who?
Yeah. And then when they were like, oh, what was your role? And he was like, I was just the penis. Like, what? No, I don't ever want to see.
What does that mean? That means that someone else was like in the movie and then he just did the sex?
Ugh, gross.
He literally.
I don't even want to think about that. He just is not attractive to me.
I'm not sure anyone else has turned me off more than Ross or Lance Bass. Your call.
Oh, well, I would say Lance Bass is better than Ross. I'm Ross. Just going to have to say that.
He's just like one of those humans when you look at him and you're like, he's just skeezy.
Yes. Yes. I would agree.
In the nicest way possible.
Yes.
They left a $40,000 tip. Is that the biggest tip we've seen? Like, that's a giant tip.
And deserved, because they were annoying.
$3,000 a piece for this like is 3 days. That's
this is
insane.
Your tip for not telling anybody that I'm sleeping with my brother.
Well, quote unquote brother-in-law. There's no relation at all.
No, no.
Ben and Leanne start getting closer. Ben doesn't know what to do. He's so excited that Leanne's here. He just wants attention. Let's mm-hmm. be real. And then complete chaos breaks out across the boat.
Oh my God.
So downstairs, Haley and Tyler are like obliterated, throwing the cake. Why?
I was like, you got to be kidding me. Like, you know, you're at work, right? Like, this is not your home. And you have a 24-hour break before these people get on and you're throwing cake everywhere.
Not even that. I just don't know. Like, how I don't think I've ever thrown food.
No.
Like, I eat food.
Yeah, I would eat.
Especially if I'm drunk. I'd be like, let me eat all that cake right now.
And I would have been mad that you wasted the cake.
Whose cake was it?
I was really hoping it was not still Haley's.
Oh, ew. That was like 4 days prior.
I know.
That's a lot. They're just,
yeah. But they cleaned it up. But I was just thinking to myself, like, how did you allow yourself to get in this state?
Yeah.
And
I was going to say is like, so the other nights they've gone out, like, I don't think they've been that obliterated, but this was a shorter turnaround and they were, I was like, Captain's going to get up. Like, they are insane right now.
Yeah, that was wild. Rachel's looking for a plant to go to the bathroom in. And
the whole boat was just complete.
She was like, where can I find a potted plant to piss in? Like, what? With her Vegas poker visor on?
I can't. They're all a mess.
So crazy.
Yeah. Anything else on Below Deck before? I can't believe it's over next week.
I know. I can't believe it's almost over. And also even more so, I can't believe that this is the last of Captain Lee.
I mean, I wonder, I'm sure they're not going to let him go, but I wonder how, like, I wonder if they'll like have him on like girls trip or something, or like they could like filter him in that way.
Ooh, girls trip.
Because look at Kate Chastain, like she's on Galley Talk, she's on The Traitors, like they always find places for like super popular people.
Unless he's just ready to just take a break and be done.
You think he's going to retire? I think he's just retiring from the show. I don't think he's retiring from yachting, maybe.
Well, I don't know physically what's happening with him. So.
Yeah. He doesn't look good.
No. Poor guy. Just love him.
Yeah. Anything else? So based on how this season started, how are you feeling?
Better. I mean, I definitely like the vibe now more than it was earlier with all that bickering. Like, now we can focus more on what's going on the charter and what's actually happening. I wouldn't say this is my favorite cast we've ever had as far as like the team. I really do like Haley a lot.
Yeah. She's a good one.
I do like her, but yeah, Frasier is just not, he's okay. I like Frasier. I just don't like him as the Chiefs do.
He's a little too dramatic. Like, he's not level-headed enough. Like, he gets too emotional and too like dramatic.
Yeah.
Like, he needs to be calm and like lead the craziness, not be part of the craziness.
Agreed.
Whereas like Kate Chastain, Hannah, they never got involved.
No. Kate was always just like, yeah, okay, so we're going to do this instead. Like,
yeah,
I'm not paying attention to that. I liked that about her. She was no nonsense.
Did we start with Reagan? No, that was last season. I miss her sometimes. That girl was crazy. Remember the female bosun Reagan?
Yes.
Smoking cigs all the time.
Oh, she was crazy.
Yeah. Anything else on Below Deck?
No, no.
Okay, you ready for some Jersey?
Oh, God. Yeah. I can't.
I just don't know how I feel about, like, would you and your significant other go to the same therapist separately?
No.
I think it's weird that Louis led Teresa to this therapist.
Well, I think that, I think that it's good to give the suggestion. And if maybe this is somebody that she felt comfortable, because she was so reluctant to go, maybe since she's like, well, this person's done such great work with you, I'll give it a try. But I just feel like I would want this person to not have any sort of like background or anything. Like, I just want them to be objective. I don't want them to go into it like, oh, well, Louis said this. Like, I don't know. I know they're not supposed to.
No, I know. I totally feel you.
Yeah. I just would want it to be someone who's like, you don't know the people I'm talking about. You're just focused on me. But in this case, she needs all the help she can get.
Oh, well, she says therapy is helping her with her delivery and not reacting so fast. I don't know how much you paid this lady, but you need to give her more money because it's not working.
Yeah. I mean, I think you're about 20 years too late on that job.
Jen, Aiden, and Bill have a sit down. Jen does reveal that she gets high at night when the kids go to bed.
Okay.
I didn't know it was, I guess, is it legal in Jersey?
I'm not sure. It might be now.
It must be.
I think it is in New York.
Well, I don't think she can talk about it on TV if it's not.
Well, no, I'm pretty sure it should be because I think in New York it is. So,
yeah. Well, so that's where the, what did she call it? A disheveled little drug addict.
Yeah. Oh, Marge.
I mean, I don't know if that's, I mean, I don't
know. No, it's not drugs. I don't think it's drugs.
Weed is not drugs by any means.
No.
This coming from somebody who eats a lot of edibles.
Yes. I think it's okay.
We had a conversation though, with like someone's like, oh, like, would you consider yourself a stoner? And I'm like, I know like stoner is more of like a derogatory term, I think. But like that insinuates that like you're not able to like function. You know, I like.
Yeah.
I mean, who cares? Her kids are asleep. Let her relax a little at night.
Yeah. I mean, if you had to be with those kids all day, I'll probably
five of
be
them.
Having weed all day.
I would just give like, it let to me the
go
kids.
Get my, let me go get my weed break before I have to deal with these kids.
Here, Lydia, shut up. Here's some more. Here's the gummy.
Yeah. I mean, that's a lot.
Do you think we got to talk about this? I'm not going to say anything mean about an 8-year-old child.
Okay.
I'm going to tell myself that so I don't say it.
But I was bracing myself for what was about to maybe happen.
I feel like Jen has coached the kids on how to act on television or in front of the camera.
I would definitely say that is a possibility because sometimes I just have a hard time believing that your kid is just like this.
Well, it's only that, but like Olivia is very similar to how Gabby was 4 years ago, right? And it's like, are you telling them like ham it up a little bit?
Yeah, like to go, why would you go up to an adult at a children's birthday party and express, oh, I want to be a therapist and I want to be a love therapist and blah, blah, like, why are you over there playing with those kids? Why are you talking to this lady for?
I mean, I have a confession to make. That was me as a kid.
OMG.
One time we were at Disneyland and we were watching like the fireworks show and I got bored. I don't know how, I don't know what's wrong with me.
Bored at Disneyland?
Yeah. And my mom, like I had wandered off. My mom like freaked out. And like, I think she found me probably like 5 to 10 minutes later, like not super freaked out, but I was talking to this lady and her daughter. They were like 20 and 40. And I was like, oh, I have a cat. I got a dog. We live in Marin. I was just like telling these ladies my life story.
OMG.
Not at all interested in the fireworks show at Disneyland. So I get like that part of being a kid and like wanting to associate with adults. But it just feels fabricated. Like she feels like, I'm going to tell you what I want to be when I grow up. Like no one asked you. Go sit down.
Yeah. No, it was all just like, ugh. I'm one of those people that's just like, kids go play and don't be over here with grownups.
I just don't know like what Jen has left to give us for a show.
Yeah, I'm hoping not much more.
I'm going to need her to like get pregnant or maybe like get like a job and I'll watch. But other than that, her like
what job?
Bill, anything.
Okay.
I'm just saying is like for me, watching her is like not that interesting anymore when her all she does is like berate Bill and blame him and you know.
Yes.
Well, and then at the same time, we're watching Jen Fessler and Marge kind of talk about the whole situation. And you know, Jen's upset with Fessler because Fessler asked her to leave. Again, we talked about this last week, but like there's obviously a better way to handle that, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't know why Teresa left them
either. Because she's like, well, I'm not really friends with any of the rest of these people, like, which is kind of crazy because Dolores is there. But it's like whatever Jen does, she's so far up Jen's ass that she's like, well, you're going, I'm going too.
I mean, do you think that Fessler could have handled it differently with Marge? Yes.
No, I think she definitely could have handled it differently. And I think she could have said, nobody's leaving. We're going to sit here and have a lunch like ladies and we're going to do this. I wouldn't kick someone else out.
Yeah.
There's no way.
But obviously, like Marge is her friend. I just think, I mean.
No, I get it. I mean, I've been in that situation too before. It's like, okay, we're friends, but like also as my friend, you're also being like kind of crazy too. So everybody needs to chill out. Everybody needs to just sit down. and we're going to eat and relax. And if you can't do that, then you can leave. Either one of you.
Dolores meets up with her dad. They kind of talk about the family, and this brings up a lot of like the Frank dynamics. We're going to get into like the baseball episode, the baseball part too, where like Frank is really hurt, but I don't think that like he's properly communicating the expectations that he had. Like, he just keeps saying like, oh, you're ruining the family. This is our family. Like, you're just ruining it. And it's like, he's not comprehending, like, someone said it, but like, this isn't David. This isn't single Dolores. Like, her priorities are poorly, mm-hmm. but also like, I think that she could be having a conversation with Frank of like, hey, here's how things are going to change. I just don't think they're communicating the distance.
No. And I think that he has to also understand and remember, like, their situation is very unusual. Yeah. Most people's, you know, relationships are not like this with their exes. So to share a home and, you know, be as close, like, it's a little bit much. So I don't think that Polly is like crazy to want there to be some like space and separation there. And I was also thinking like how every year it seems like somebody in Dolores' life is having a heart surgery. Like, Jesus.
Well, I mean, her mom ate cake for breakfast 2 weeks ago. Hey, so
more power to her.
Do you think that Frank blames Paulie every time because he had such a good relationship with David, but he doesn't understand the difference? Sorry, let me rephrase. Do you think that he views Dolores and David the same as Dolores and Paulie, which is why he doesn't get it? Whereas Dolores has yet to explain to him that these are like different relationships.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think that he does, but I think that also that was like her first, like, that I know of, like, serious relationship outside of him. And he did not, David.
Can't be that serious when the guy never comes around.
Well, right. But that was the thing. I think that's why David appreciated Frank, because he could go with her and he didn't have to.
Yeah.
And so he was like, yeah, be here all the time. Like, take the heat off me. Cause as long as she has you to go with, she's not going to put the pressure on. And then once she started to put the pressure on him to come, that's when things started to fall apart.
I wonder if he's still dating Louis's ex or whatever.
I don't know, but I mean, we should ask Frank, because I know they're still BFFs.
Yeah.
But even his girlfriend was like, well, I had to get used to it too. It's weird. Like, it's not a normal relationship.
Yeah.
And I like her. She's pretty cool.
So Danielle spills all the Teresa drama. So we brought this up last week. Teresa's like, oh, Marge is a better friend than an enemy, whatever. So now all this comes to light. First of all, I'm so over Marge's wrist. I don't want to hear that. Like, ma'am, you've talked about it for 7 hours.
Also, please, who wakes up right fresh out of surgery with a full face of makeup
and lashes? Got those lashes done.
I was like, what the hell?
So like, Danielle is kind of, do you think that she's stirring the pot, or do you think that she's just trying to be open with everybody and like not?
I just don't think she knows how to do this. I think that she doesn't want to be the person that gets caught like in a situation where someone's like, oh, I heard you said, or I heard this. So she's just trying to be like, okay, I'm just going to play all sides here and be like, this is my friend, but you know.
Yeah. But to me, it doesn't feel like she's being messy. I think it feels like she's just like transparency. Like, I don't want this information. I'm just going to give it all back. Yes,
absolutely. I agree.
Well, this looks like this is going to be a start of Marge and Teresa feud number 1782.
Yep.
You know what I do love? This always get like, Joe Gorga really loves his kids. Like,
he does. I love that.
Watching him, and he's like, come on, Joey, you got, like, he's such a, I mean, I didn't have a dad. But we like,
had one.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I didn't grow up with a father.
Yes.
So like, that to me is like, oh, well, like, it's so like, for him to sit there and just like cheer him on. He's just a sweet dad.
He is. And I love how the relationship is like when he's like, I'm going to cut the sleeves off. And then she's like, Joey, you want to cut the sleeves? Oh, yeah, cut the sleeves off. Cut my sleeves off, too. It's like, oh, he wants to be like his dad. Like, that's cute.
He's the younger one, too.
Yeah.
It's Antonia, Gino, then Joey Jr.
Yeah, Joey's 12. Mm-hmm. Which is funny that he didn't name Gino Joey.
I know, that's Jr. what I was, yeah, that's why I brought it up.
Yeah, I always think that's kind of funny. Like, you let him be Gino, but then it's like, no, I need a junior.
I told you this about my mom's family, right?
What?
So
So my grandpa is Floyd John. Mm-hmm. And then the first boy came out and they're like, there was a girl, then a boy. And they're like, we're going to name him John Floyd. So they just reversed my grandpa's name. Mm-hmm. And then they had like four more kids. And then the third boy, sixth child. They're like, what are we going to name him? They're like, let's just name him Floyd John Jr. So, so I have two uncles. One's Floyd John. One's John Floyd.
That is so what?
Very backwoods.
And very confusing backwards. If you're in the room with them.
Yeah. Well, no, because you just call them Floyd and John.
But what if like you say that. John Floyd and then they both look?
Well, no, because then Floyd's son was named. I mean, it's a whole nother. Oh, it's a whole story. But I mean, there's like so many names. My mom's one of eight, but like you just think they could have like not just reversed the names. They could have.
Yeah. There's lots of names out there.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about Gia.
Ugh, we have to.
Nice. Every time she speaks and she like chastises Joe and Melissa, I can't help but feel that she isn't looking at Teresa's action.
She doesn't. She never does. She won't. That's not.
She's literally Teresa reincarnate. Like, she's a spitting image. Like, no accountability. Everyone else's fault. Oh, they're driving a wedge between my family. What? What are you talking about?
No. It's like you're looking for something to be angsty about. Ugh. Just her face.
I can't.
Ugh, like you cut, like you see, yeah, and then they come in the room with that look, like I'm coming in here ready for a battle.
Yeah,
like just be kids, just go chill out somewhere. Oh, Joey, is your? Oh, come here. Oh, we haven't seen you. Oh, like,
oh, you're growing up so fast.
Yeah, you weren't hanging out with that 12-year-old boy. Let's be serious.
And then we wrap up with Jen Aiden in therapy. This was interesting. Was their therapist 90 years old?
Yeah, I was like, who is he this?
Looked like a crypt keeper. Like, what was, I was like, is this someone alive?
Yeah, she was like, yeah. Like, the way she was saying things, I was like, what? And she's speaking very slowly.
Well, then she did it again. She's like, I do everything at home. I do this. I do everything. I don't. I'm like, okay, we get it. Like, what? I don't.
He worked for you to have this lifestyle, ma'am. Like, correct. You knew this is what it was going to be. And if you want to buy these things and do these things, then you have to let him do that work. Now, mind you, I understood when she said, then he comes home and goes straight to the pool house for 3 or 4 hours.
That's weird.
Yeah, that would, I would be upset about.
Well, why didn't we dive into more why that's happening?
Yeah, right.
Is he getting high out there? Is he jerking off? Like, what's he doing in the pool house for 3 hours?
That's a great question. But if that was me, I would just go out there and be like, what is the problem? And why are you out here? Like,
did she say he comes back in after dinner or for dinner?
Yeah. No, she said he comes back in after we've already finished dinner and the kids are going upstairs.
So and he doesn't eat with them?
No. And she said sometimes she doesn't even know he's there until she sees the car.
Well, this was brought up a couple of seasons ago because remember, Marge was like, you know, your husband lives in the pool house.
Yeah.
That's not the therapist that I would choose.
No. And she was like, Bill, you're very quiet. What do you think?
He's always quiet. I know. I was like, what, ma'am.
You're not. And I'm like, no, but look at his face. He's disengaged and disconnected. He is sleeping with his eyes open. He's not even listening.
No, he's like, I gotta go sit. I gotta go like keep somebody alive and give him new boobs. I'll be right back.
Yeah, he's like, I'm just doing this just because I don't want to hear her mouth. I don't want to talk. I have nothing to say. And that's all.
Yeah.
And he didn't say much.
No, that is for sure. We are going to the Jersey Shore next episode. And Teresa's upset that she is not staying in Melissa's house.
Well,
it's always something with her. Last year, she said, I'm not staying there. We're getting our own house. And now this year, you want to stay there, but you won't say anything. And now you're mad that you're not staying there. You can't win.
No, you can't. And what is even crazier is it's like, so you're going to bring, I mean, I don't know if they're bringing their kids, but it's like, you clearly see the situation you're all in. And you think you're going to go shove everybody in this house with Louis and Joe, who just got into it, by the way. Like, what are you thinking?
A mess. A whole ass mess. Anything else on Jersey?
No. I mean, it's okay. I'm not like dying over it, but it's all right. Yeah.
I needed more Rachel food out of it.
Yeah. I was going to just say, I still really like that.
Yeah. Jumping into VPR, just a couple of like housekeeping items, if you will. Tom Sandoval wants to stay in the house.
No, you can do
go stay in Raquel's room where you brought her that water at 4 a.m.
Yeah, no, you can leave, sir. Like, oh, that just grosses me out. Like, why? What bothers me even more about it is it's like, you did this, you publicly acknowledged you did this, and now you're going to torture her by staying there.
Yeah.
Ugh, gross.
What, are you all going to live together? That ain't going to happen.
No.
Lisa's got some restaurant drama. There was a sign, pump was closed because of the weather, but we know that like their liquor license was suspended for a little bit. Now it looks like the tenant is like the lease is up. Lots of drama going on at Sir.
Yeah. They were saying like the rent wasn't paid. There was all kinds of mess going
7
on.
Months or something.
Yeah.
I'm shocked that she's been able to keep that house, Villa Rosa.
She loved that. She's going to die there. She's going to bury her husband in the backyard with all her dogs.
Oh God. I thought she was going to offer Ariana to bury the dog there.
I thought so too. I was like, oh, that's nice. She's going to let her. But
then I was like,
there.
Why would I want my dog buried at your house? That's what you meant.
Yeah. But I was like, oh, but I did hear that she offered Ariana to be able to stay at her house if she wants to get out of that house and get away from Tom.
Ugh, I'd be right over.
I'd be like,
calling my Uber right now.
Let me grab all of my things or nothing. I'm on my way.
Make sure the rosé's in the fridge. I'll be right there.
Put me out in the back with those little mini horses and some wine.
Everyone's favorite cockroach of a housewife, Teddy Mellencamp.
Oh my God, Teddy, just stay out of it and be quiet.
So I have to go back on my word here because years ago I was like, oh, I don't mind her. And now I can't stand her.
Well, I liked her. She just won't leave well enough alone. Now you're making it awkward. Like, just be quiet.
So she says that she knows that Lisa Vanderpump paid Raquel to have an affair with Tom Sandoval.
You don't know anything because that is ridiculous.
Raquel is not bright enough to orchestrate any sort of plan.
Absolutely not.
Second of all, what would Lisa, the ratings were fine. Obviously, this is a giant boost in ratings, but the ratings were doing great for season 10. They didn't need this.
No. That, goodbye. No.
Enjoy your podcast, Teddy.
There's no amount of money unless you tell me you're going to give me $5 million to be this much of a villain. No way.
Yeah. Everybody oh, and now there's like, me. Well, now mm-hmm. the reunion drama is like Raquel might not go. She doesn't want to subject herself to this. I forgot like the restraining order. It's not even about virtual. She cannot have any sort of contact with Sheena. But on Watch What Happens Live, which you brought up, Andy said the reunion is happening and he said, don't worry about it. We've got it.
Well, however it happens, I need it to happen and I need all of these people to participate.
Right.
I have lots of questions.
And then finally, we wrap up with Ariana did release a statement on Instagram late last night. Nothing super crazy. She said she's shocked by the outpouring of support and everyone on her side. She also said at the very bottom, it said, what doesn't kill me better run. Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe that's our episode. What doesn't kill me? That's our episode title right there.
That's it. I love it.
What doesn't kill me better run.
And what is that a threat? Phenomenal. Yes. And she looked phenomenal in her Envy dress.
Yes. I wonder if Melissa sent that to her.
I hope she did.
I mean, she's a bombshell.
She is. No, I mean, I hear you're going through some things. Here's a whole bunch of clothes to get back out there.
Yeah. Crazy. Well, jumping into the episode, we start off with like Raquel just being pretty drunk and sloppy.
Ugh, gross.
Katie makes the most bizarre foreshadowing comment of all time. She says, Raquel is the kind of girl who only wants a guy who's either married to her friends or her friends are interested in. And that's a big red flag.
True story. I'm so glad there's someone smart around, Katie.
How she said that. And like, I was like, what? Wild. Mm-hmm. Raquel, Lala. I love how they're like, oh, I'm Lauren. I'm Rachel. I'm like,
yeah,
we're just basic bitches who want a different name. Yeah. I did hear there's something on the line, like one of Raquel's middle
school. Rachel.
Rachel, one of her middle school students, not students, whatever.
Friends?
Yeah, friend.
Or classmates?
Classmate. Thank you. Jesus, my brain is...
That's okay.
said that she's been going by Raquel since like at least seventh grade.
That's weird.
So they're on the bed, they're pretty drunk, and Lala says, well, I wouldn't trust you around my... Oh, sorry. No, Lala and Christina Kelly are sober. And Lala's like, well, I wouldn't trust you around my man. And Rachel responds like, you don't have a man.
Yeah, but she was like, well, good thing.
Good thing
you don't have.
I'm like, on no one's side here, but like Rachel definitely ate her up in that moment.
Literally, it was like the slowest motion read ever. Like, yeah. I'm trying to process this. I'm going to say it. You're going to get it in a second. Here it is.
I think it was like she knew the outcome was going to be bad. And she's like, I'm just going to fucking say it anyway. Like, I think she realized in that moment, like, these women don't want to be my friend. Like, these aren't my friends.
No. You just came in here, spilled food all over the place, like sloppied it up, and now you're going to insult me? Get out.
Also, if I'm taking my food to go, I'm definitely not putting all of our food in one box.
No,
that's not
who
happening.
Does that? I've never seen that ever before. Never.
When you were 28, did you bring a starlight projector?
I don't believe I've ever owned a starlight projector in my lifetime, including being a child.
I don't. So this is why I'm on no one's side, because I'm like, yes, Rachel, you ate that moment up. And then I'm like, oh, Rachel, you're 9 years old. What's
happening? But also, my favorite was Christina going in there and going, what are all these lights? What is going on? What are all these lights? What's happening?
I can't. Why would you bring that?
No, I don't know. That's why I was like, is she a baby? Does she have to sleep with this?
Like, I run out of room for like shoes or like belts and shit. And like, this bitch is bringing a fucking projector on vacation. Not only that, she brought it to Vegas and Havasu.
Yeah. Like, is this what you sleep with at home? Like, when you bring a man home, is this what, like, oh, let me turn my projector lights on?
Well, and then all the girls are talking shit about her. Lala says, I think she's going to murder us.
Yes, that.
And Rachel was listening to the whole thing.
Oh. Well, hey, guess what? It is true. You are a weirdo. I don't know any adult woman who travels. Like, okay, if you have like a sleep noise machine or something, okay.
Kathy Hilton has a fan.
And a fan is standard, but a kaleidoscope light display.
No. It was pretty elaborate too.
That's why Christina was like, what are these lights? What's going on?
I thought it was part of the room, and I'm like, is she at the exploratorium? Like, what's happening here?
Like, Havasu really knows how to do it.
How do you also sleep with that?
No way. There's no way. I would have nightmares. Like circus nightmares.
Yeah.
Oh god.
Like the movie Gravity, you're floating through space.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Rachel gives us some insight into what her and James's breakup was about. Yeah, you're not going to talk about my family like that at Thanksgiving.
No James. Way.
You
would have gotten out of the car then.
I mean, you would have just been like, you would have been Ubering back to LA. Like, goodbye, sir. We're done here.
Yeah, I don't even know why you continue to let him be in your car.
He called her mom fat. He called like, no. No, sir. Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah. You just ruined.
And then you thought we were going to get married?
That's not happening.
Yeah, never in your lifetime.
Do you think her panic attack in the car was real or fake?
I mean, it looked pretty real to me. Like, I think you realize. Well, I'll say this. I'm a person who has severe anxiety. Yeah. Alcohol makes it 10 times worse. So when you're hungover, that's
totally. Like,
that anxiety kicked in, plus the fact that you just thought about what happened, plus the fact that you know that you're probably doing some really stupid shit. None of these women like you, and you don't want to be in this car anymore.
Well, and my thing, and you said all that on camera.
Yes.
Like, all of that is getting aired, that your ex-fiance called your mom fat.
And that your dad can't do any better. That's why he's with her.
Sorry, I don't mean to laugh. I hate James. I hate James Kennedy.
Me too. Absolutely. The only time I ever liked him was early on, when he was just such a mess that you couldn't do anything but laugh. Like when he was telling Jax to go make more pump tinnies.
Yeah.
More cosmopolitans and pump tinnies.
Charlie shows up and she is out for blood.
I don't like Charlie. I just never have.
I don't mind her. Anybody that's going to go toe-to-toe with Lala, I'm like, okay.
No, for sure. But I don't know, something about her, I've always just been like, eh. Like when she was like, I don't eat any, I've never had this, I've never eaten this. Like, what do you mean you've never eaten noodles?
I don't know her prior to this.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah, remember, I missed.
That's right. Three seasons. I forget. Yeah. I forgot.
Well, she says, you know, I wouldn't take any advice from Lala. She went from a mansion to an apartment.
I get it. I feel that.
Raquel and Lala get into it at dinner. This was just a nightmare.
And I feel like Charlie's one of those people that knows Raquel's behavior is wrong, but because she doesn't like Lala, she's gonna just co-sign it.
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, I have no skin in the game. But mm-hmm. I definitely don't think Lala, who stole some woman's husband, is going to tell me who I shouldn't make out with when, like, they're about Absolutely. To be divorced.
Absolutely. I mean, so, like, I get that.
Again, hashtag blowjobs for Range Rovers. I mean, you are not the person to be telling me about morals just because you've recently found your morals because now you're sober. Like, that's not an excuse.
No, but I also think that you have to be, like, aware and sensitive to the situation. Like, okay, we're not going to listen to Lala. However, you shouldn't be trying to be friends with these people and make out with this man she's legally still married to.
I just don't, like, for me, you're going to hate this. I don't think it's that big of a deal. Granted, like, I would never do it. I would never, like, want to make out with Tom Schwartz or whatever. But also, like, Katie, y'all decided to go your separate ways. There's nothing left. There's no reconciliation. Like, but we know this. Like, I move on really fast. We know. Like, I just, like, I don't have emotion. But, so I just, like, turn.
And you may feel different if you were with someone for, like, 13 years and married. Yeah,
maybe. But I'm also, like, if I'm going to make the decision, like, I don't want to be with you. I'm like, I don't give a fuck what you do. Bye. Go be a hoe.
But I think it's different if it's someone who's in your circle coming to you like, oh, well, this person that you just went through this very fresh thing with and is still sorting it out with. By the way, I'm going to make out with them. I'd be like, well, that's fine if that's what you want to do, but then you're not my friend and I don't trust you.
Well, and then Katie jumps in and I'm like, this is just going nowhere.
Yeah, that day I was like, are you going to eat all that food? Because you ordered a bunch of starters and I think you should eat that.
I will do some inappropriate things for some truffle fries. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
I don't care where I'm at, what time it is, who's there. If there's truffle fries on a menu, let me, and Parmesan truffle fries at that, I'm out. You could berate me up and down. I'm going to eat those fries happy as a clam.
Well, I especially loved how they said, would you like a starter? And they're like, oh yeah. So we'd like the coconut shrimp and the fries and a tableside Caesar and something else. It was like, oh, okay. This is how you do starters. This is the kind of dinner I need to go to.
Truffle fries.
Yeah.
Okay. So dinner ends abruptly. The next morning, Raquel and Charlie, so Raquel moves her stuff downstairs. Her and Charlie are in the same room. The girls are actually talking shit about it. Raquel decides that they're going to leave. They kind of figured, so prefacing this, supposedly this is the beginning of the affair.
Got it.
When she gets back from Vegas/Havasu, this is like when the affair starts to begin, apparently.
Yes. I saw them kind of touch on this. Well, so I listened to the podcast that Kristen Doty did. Nick, what is it? Vial?
Yeah, the Vial Files.
Yes. So I listened to that. And she said that has been said. She said, which would even be worse if that is true, because that's when Ariana's dog had died and she was like struggling the most.
Well, and that's why he couldn't break up with her. We know this.
Right.
Well, what she said was like Tom and Rachel did make out at Coachella, but that was last March. Coachella's like March, April.
Yeah, and this was August.
Tom refuses to leave the home. Tom and Rachel did kiss on camera last week. Tom Schwartz, as well as Sandoval's mother, knew since December. Sheena did not hit Raquel, but she did push her.
Also, you should probably not say that.
Yeah.
I was like, what are you doing? Don't say, like, do you not understand? She's trying to get out of this without like saying I did anything.
I mean, I'm not a Kristen Doty fan by any means, first of all. And the fact that this has like empowered her so much that she thinks that she is in, I just want to like jump off the Golden Embrace.
Well, she said Ariana said she could speak for her because she's the only one not under a contract. But also, she said she only filmed that one scene and she's not like she doesn't want any part of coming back full time. But also, they wouldn't bring you back full time because you were fired.
Yeah. No, please don't. So Rachel decides that they're going to tell the girl she's leaving. They're going to hit it head on. So she goes up. She's like, we're going to go. And she again eats Lala up. You're just mad because Oliver picked me. Da, 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 da. He didn't pick you. He didn't take you on the dance floor. I was like, oh no. I mean, Rachel came to play.
Oh yeah. I was like, at this point you could tell she clearly does not want any parts of it. Like she's good. Not being friends with them because she's going to, I mean, she's not holding anything back.
Also, every time Lala says she's 31, I have a hard time believing. Like, I feel like she's like 41.
It's all that fillers.
Yeah. And we wrap up the episode with boys' night. And we know that, like, this is when Rachel and Charlie crash with Sheena, who's like, I'm one of the boys. I hate her, too.
I do.
She's so annoying.
Yeah, I can't with her. It's like, well, I put this together and then... Like, nobody cares. Well, I didn't get invited to the other. You did that to yourself.
Yeah. I mean, clearly not. Well, so, and then James isn't supposed to be around Raquel, and she shows up to boys' night, and that's the end of the episode.
Yeah, he's like, hello. I mean, yeah.
And nothing super crazy out of Watch What Happens Live. I mean, Katie gave kind of her two cents. She didn't really say too much. She said her and Tom weren't really speaking. Their friendship is on hold, and it was on hold when all this broke, so she didn't even text him that day. Jax and Brittany will be on Watch What Happens Live next Wednesday. What?
No one. I'm interested to hear what this is about.
And the reunion will film next week, I believe the 23rd. So like next Thursday, next Friday, something like that. Hopefully, depending on this restraining order drama.
Oh, can't wait.
Anything else on VPR?
No, I just can't wait.
I mean... The scandal that rocked the Bravo universe. The show is really, it's really gotten its footing again from like the previous seasons.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's, I mean, in watching this, I've just been kind of like, okay, you know, I was always every season I go, I'll give it a shot. And then this year going into this, I was like, oh, I don't know. Like it's going to be around Sheena's wedding and I don't like her. She's annoying. I don't know. But this, I'm so glad that I got into it and you hardly see her in Brock. So
thank God. I mean,
yeah. So it's like, yeah, they're going to go to Mexico for the wedding and whatever. But right
he
now,
he makes my
like,
skin crawl.
I know the two of them together. I was like, ugh.
Yeah. Anything gross. Else?
No.
As always, thanks for listening. Let us know what you're watching. We're always looking for new shows. We've got OC hopefully coming next month. So I've heard. Sounds like we're getting Atlanta in May. I feel like, are you ready? I think we're going to get a New York surprise something. Ooh. I feel like there's got to be something because Jenna Lyons was on Jimmy Fallon or Jimmy Kimmel the other night. Mm-hmm. And she's kind of like, I guess, heading up the crew in New York, which will be interesting.
Oh.
And there's a new Below Deck Sailing, but I don't watch that one.
No, I don't either.
Those have never got me. The Down Under, you know, I like with.
I don't like that. Yeah, I don't like that captain, and I'm not into
Glenn, Captain Glenn.
Yeah, I'm not into it.
Yeah, but as always, let us know what you're watching. Anything you want to hear us chat about? We're always looking for good shows. And that's a wrap on episode 126.
Yep, I cannot wait to see what comes this next week and the shows that we see. If you have any suggestions. I'm always open because I'm running out of my Netflix stuff and my Hulu stuff. So if you have anything, please let us know.
I mean, I did hear good things about the SWV Escape, but I don't know if I'm.
Oh, I have not. Yeah, I was wondering if you were watching that. I haven't started it.
I didn't see the ratings either. I heard good things. Like it's getting a ton of buzz, but I'm not sure what. But I mean, I guess like Tamika, like, there's some like drama or whatever. But
are you going to watch the new League of Their Own on Amazon?
Absolutely not. Why would you ruin the greatest movie of all time?
I've been waiting all week to ask you that.
Who? No, absolutely not. Madonna, Rosie O'Donnell, Tom Hanks, Gina Davis, Lori Petty. Get the fuck out of here. Why would I want to watch a reboot? Didn't someone already reboot it?
I never watched it if they did. I'll say
Lifetime
that.
Tried to reboot Steel Magnolias and I had to cancel Lifetime immediately. How dare you?
Ugh, I hate a bad remake.
But yeah, as always, thanks for listening. Like us, rate us, follow us, and we'll see you next week.
Have a wonderful weekend, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.